Hey guys, it's Nazir, back, you know, to give you some nicey old reviews. That's right. I have cometh to give you some game reviews. If you don't want to listen, that's alright. That's completely fine. Please give it one tiny bit of listen. My name is Nizzy, you can call me Allie, you can call me whatever the hell you want. I don't really care. So, like, the first game we're going to review is My Days Gone. If you know that, if you don't know what the fuck Days Gone, it's basically a zombie game. It's like The Last of Us. Plus Left 4 Dead, plus The Walking Dead for some short minutes, and if hopefully you don't hear this in the background, I'm playing Borderlands right now, well Borderlands 2 right now, so I'm just shooting people. Anyway, that's irrelevant. So you know, first off, you know, I'm gonna get some criteria in there. I'm gonna tell you guys what the fuck it's all about. Basically, a zombie game, you know. Plays a dude named Deegan St. John. He's basically a badass. All he does is just run around with a fucking bat and a gun. And, you just kill things. So that's basically all you do. Not even a lie, not even a joke. There's some other characters like Boozer. He's completely fucking useless. I'm telling you that much right now. Like, the first mission you play, he's riding around in the back of a motorcycle while you do all the fucking work. It kind of pisses me off, but not really. Anyway, then there's Ricky. She's sometimes lesbian, sometimes she's bi. I don't really know what her gig is. Like, she's named Dr. Addy. Well, not really a doctor, she's more like a horse doctor. You know how it is. You know, people that study fucking animals for a living. Like, you find that out a couple of, like, missions while you're helping them out. They're different fucking camps. There's this one chick that's basically, like, slave owner. Well, not really. She, like, does slave labor for no entire fucking reason. Then there's one encampment where he's, like, fucking, he's basically communism. Like, that's all I'm gonna have to say about him. Then there's this other guy. Name is Iron Mike. He's actually one of the best people. One of the best encampments to work with because, you know. Me being me, I love me some nice eagle guns. You know how it is. You can get some cool-ass guns there. There's also one encampment where there's this fucking insane general dude. He, like, one of the missions or whatever, he, like, believes everything that this one crazy dude says. And you'll probably, if you play the game, you'll probably know who it is. Crazy same man's probably a dude. Is a complete dick, I'm trying to say. He's a terrible fucking person. Anyway, that's irrelevant. Well, it is irrelevant to the story, yes, but I'm just saying that he's a complete dickhead. And if you watch, like, any campaign or any fucking people that play it, you know how. If you don't, then basically he just stabs you in the back, gives you these fucking cult people, these cultists, that like cut themselves and write R.I.P. in the top of their forehead. Even though they spelled R.I.P. wrong, they spelled it R.Y.P. So, you know, they may not be the smartest people in the apocalypse anyway. It's basically all it is about the story. So, basically, you know, Deacon, his wife is sad. His wife is dead, boohoo. You visit the grave sites of her. And then, you know, you run around a little bit, kill some things, kill some people, take over their camps, destroy all their shit, you know. Nice sealed stuff, you know. But there's always those one moments in video games where despair comes and all that other dumb shit, but you don't really need to care about that. The reason here is because, you know, the fucking killing is fucking glorious, I swear to you. But there are some bugs, and I'm going to tell you about them, because it's what we do. So, you know, part one, part one's done for my criteria, it's basically the storyline. Forgot to, like, tell you this before, but it's four parts: storyline, game, how the game looks, and my enjoyment. So number one, I basically told you like the story in about a couple of seconds, not even gonna lie. Basically, you run around, kill things, find out shit, and that's basically it. So, you know, it's not really that much to it. You can also do like the survival mode type, that type of shit, find out more shit, that's, yeah. It's very annoying. So, for story, I'm gonna have to give it like 6.5, you know. 6.5. I'm being nice. Like, I love the story, yes, but it gets bogged down by some weird shit. So yeah, now we're gonna go to gameplay, because, you know, that's the one thing I love about the game. I absolutely adore the game for it. But there's some nice bugs that you can find. Like, I remember I was, like, driving down this fucking huge-ass road with this fucking tons of zombies on my ass. Then I hit, like, the tiniest rock. Not, like, a huge rock. The tiniest piece of, like, a ledge. My bike went fucking flying. It could have sniped fucking birds out of the sky with that thing. It could have hit the moon and would have went, like, Majora's Mask up in this piece. The moon would be falling down and shit. Like, I'm not even gonna kid. It was so funny, but that only enhanced my enjoyment of it, of the gameplay. There's also some weird glitchy thing where, like, if you go to one of the camps, Lost Lake Camp, you start it up, you'd only see, like, the head, like, the piece of the neck, and I thought it was kind of funny, like, see that, and it was kind of creepy as well, so, that's really nice. Gonna take a sip of my RC. Sadly not sponsored, RC. Please sponsor me. We'd be really nice together, come on. So, that's basically all it is for gameplay. Well, nah, never mind, it really isn't. Like, there's some stealthy missions that you have to do. You have to, like, sneak around Lost Lake Camp or whatever. Loot Lake Camp, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's something with Loose Lake, Lost Lake, I don't really know. Don't really remember, I'm too really busy to care. I'm just, telling you how it is. Personally. But the game, okay, so, for gameplay, I'm just gonna give it, 7.5. Alright. So, how are we gonna say how the game looks? The game looks fucking beautiful. If you're not seeing any artwork, look up some artwork, because that shit is fucking beautiful. Not joking with you. That's the one thing I utterly enjoy, is how good it looks. The faces that the people make are on point. Well, most of the time. Not all the time, Sometimes it looked like they're constipated. Not even a joke. Like, when I played the game, I legit thought Ricky was constipated most of the time. Like, if I looked at her face, I feel like she needed to take, like, a huge-ass shit. Not even joking. Did they not have toilets is all I'm gonna ask. I mean, I walked around the entire camp. I didn't see a single fucking toilet. So, she must be constipated as hell, and I feel bad for her. Hashtag RIP Ricky's stomach. Well, shithole. Butthole, okay. Let's say RIP Ricky, or hashtag bye bye toilets, or whatever the fuck. Because, if there was toilets, there'd be kind of weird. There'd be those types of people that, like, glitch through and see what's in there. Yeah. Getting off topic right now. I do not like it. Back to, my fucking other thing. My enjoyment? I enjoyed it. A whole lot. I mean, it's good, yes, but it's also bad at times, where it's just laughable. But that only enhanced my enjoyment of it. Like, I remember I told you the fucking bike thing glitch that I found. It just whoosh. Shit went flying. But yeah, my enjoyment, it was pretty fun. Pretty scary at times, not even gonna lie. Like, I haven't completed all of it while I'm completing the entire game. I haven't completed, like, all the side missions and shit. Well, almost. There you go. So, I completed that, and my opinion, I'm stuttering, in my opinion, I think that it's a great game. I think it's a fantastic game. I think they did a good job. But there's some shit that I got annoyed by, like, the hordes, like, so there's these things called hordes. You already know what hordes are. If you, like, played any fucking zombie game, hordes are, like, the fucking zombies that are all grouped together, and they all chase after you. Like, the hordes. Every time I fought a horde, like, I don't know why. When they split off, and they, like, run side, they, like, run away from me. Like, I'm not kidding you. I feel like almost every time I fought a horde, like, half of them would split off some other fucking direction. I mean, it kind of pissed me off, because I had to go chase them down, which is a hassle. I want to take them all out right away so I can, you know, do some mother shit. It kind of pissed me off. But hey, I guess that's just me. But my enjoyment, I'm going to put it at a... put it at an 8. Put it at an 8. So, if I add this all this up, it gives it a B+. It gives it a B+. So, you know, it's a B+ game. It isn't good. Well, it isn't that good to become an A. Well, it's basically is an A, but, you know. It's like right off that one point to be an A. So, it's really good, but not amazingly good that I have to give it all props. So, I guess that's basically it. Basically my review. Kind of boring, yes. It's my first podcast. So, you know, I'm trying to still try to figure shit out. What do you guys like? What do you guys don't like? Follow me on Instagram. It's Nizzy. Just, like, if you want, like, to show me or want me to review, like, any other game, I'll fucking do it. I don't really care. I'm here to make jokes and make fun of the game as what it is, but Days Gone is kind of a solid game. There were some things I loved, some things that I hated. I didn't make fun of the entire game, but it'd be really fun to do. Like, my opinion, I love the game, but I love making fun of it too. It's so much fun. So if you have any, you know, other suggestions, just comment on my Instagram. You don't need to follow it, you know. Just comment. Or if you want to follow, that's totally fine. I might follow you back. Because all I do is just post memes on there. Half of them are completely dog shit. But that's alright. That's what Instagram's for. And also selfies. That's basically all it is. If you're angry about that, don't at me. Or do. It'd be pretty fun. So, that's pretty much it. Wow, this is only 13 minutes. That sucks. Well, I'll make it longer. I'll put in more fillers and shit, so it's been fun. I'll see you.